The call of Abraham from Genesis and Matthew. Broken covenants with God end in disaster from some people and maybe with all people, but our focus changes from looking at the whole of God's creation to one man's family. Abram, later called Abraham, is told to pack up and move to an unknown land. By doing this, he will be blessed by God with many children and with land. Abraham will be a blessing to all nations because of God. Abraham is an old man of 75 years when this happens. His wife Sarah is barren. They may have money or wealth, but not children or land. Abraham is nothing special, so why does God call him? What does Abraham have that God sees? And maybe Abraham doesn't have anything God needs in order to carry out God's plan. God chose Abraham simply because Abraham listens to God. God instructs Abraham, but due to his lack of patience and the lack of faith in his wife, Abraham messes up. Abraham, like most of us, gets it wrong, even when he thinks he is doing the right thing. God calls Abraham for a special reason, a reason even Abraham doesn't understand. The story is not about Abraham receiving glory, it's about God and God's blessing to all nations. God uses Abraham to spread the blessing of God to all God's people. Even though Abraham's children and their children see the promise of land from God, it is not until the grandchildren's grandchildren we will realize what God meant by a blessing to all nations. The blessing from God through Abraham comes in the form of a baby that will die and rise from the grave, victorious over death and evil. Abraham brings the blessing to all nations through Jesus Christ. Abraham is an average man who listened to God. When God called him, God calls us to go and spread the good news to all the people. Do we listen? Matthew 28, Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." We are all called and sent to proclaim the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Show the love of God to all people. Where is God sending you as a blessing to others? Abraham was faithful to God and to God's call as best he could be. Even when he got it wrong, he was faithful. We may get some things wrong as we try to be faithful to our God. God calls us to love God and to love one another. It is God's blessing through Jesus Christ that opens the door to God's righteousness for all people. We share the good news with all nations, and God opens the gate of Jesus Christ to God's kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. God of covenant, you promised Abraham land, descendants, and blessing so that he might be a blessing for all. Show us how to honor the covenant so that we might be a blessing to others. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, the open gate to your righteousness to all nations. Amen.